Chapter 7. Logistics, Hitting the Road. 1.5. Global Logistics Operations. Task 1. Listen to a fragment of a podcast about international trade and complete the table by providing the benefits of exporting and the reasons for importing. Present them to the group.
Exports are goods that are produced in your own country and shipped to another country for sale. They can also be used for trade with another country if the home country needs a product from the country they're exporting to. Exports are often referred to when speaking about international trade, which is simply the exchange of goods and services with other countries. In the global business world we live in today, it is not just large companies that can drive increased sales by exporting or shipping their products outside their own border. If you can mail a product or upload or download it from an internet site, it can be considered an export. The ability to export goods helps an economy to grow by selling more overall goods and services, which increases the income and lifestyle of the citizens in the country. One of the key focuses of foreign policy in many countries is to encourage and find solutions that foster free trade, which works to remove additional taxes and limitations on exported goods such as tariffs, duties and quotas. It is important to note that some countries are off-limits or very difficult to export to for legal reasons. If you live in the United States and your business was counting on shipping goods to Cuba, North Korea or Iran, you may be out of luck. In contrast to exports, imports are goods and services that are brought into a country. The difference in the total value of exports and the total value of imports is referred to as a country's balance of trade. Countries import goods for several reasons. It is important to note that most countries are not completely self-sufficient, and even if they wanted to be, it would come at a high cost that isn't in their economic interest. Oil and natural gas are an example of this for many countries. These countries either don't have any natural production or not enough oil to support the demand and lifestyle that their citizens require, so they rely on purchasing these fuels from other countries who do. Coal, copper, nickel and iron are other common natural resources that some countries need but don't have. Many countries have the ability to produce goods that they choose to import, but often it is in their best interest to import the goods at a lower price due to higher workforce costs and wages, higher costs of materials, or technology and infrastructure challenges they may face. Think of the clothing you're wearing. There's a good chance that it was made outside your country. The country we imported it from could produce it at a lower cost and within acceptable quality standards.